flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. It's time for the C Block. Starring Corey Major.
Will you ever care about basketball again? 877-881-1053. Mike says no.
Done.
All right. Next segment.
No, I'm just saying, not done with your segment. I don't really love the game of basketball, the way it's played now, the way the rules are.
So because if that wasn't happening, this would have still hurt, but it wouldn't have
furious with the Mavericks, this and that, and just like, you got to get more for Luka. Like I said, I'm not opposed to trading Luka. I get all his flaws. I get all his great traits too. But the way that the rules are and the way I have to watch 83 pointers a game, and I wish I was exaggerating that number. But like,
no, I got
Maxi Kleba. There's an offense where you want Maxi Kleba shooting 3-pointers. Like, that's insane. Like, you have a 0% chance of the ball going in, but that's the way the NBA says, I'd rather have a 0% chance of it going in than actually take a 15-foot jumper by a person who could make a basket.
So our suggestion, Kevin, I know you're not done with basketball completely, but our suggestion is,
I am not.
Pitchers and catchers report very soon. So be prepared for pitchers and catchers.
Yeah, how
reporting.
Are we going to know any news about the Rangers?
I believe we're 7 days away from that.
Yeah, 7 days away, plus we're heading to spring training.
What?
Very, very soon, where we will give you all the best coverage you could possibly find. Hell, last year, Mike went down to the backfields just to watch Sebastian Walcott.
Yeah, now he's Keith Law's number 2 prospect in all of baseball.
Yeah, Mike was telling you about it last year, and then he described exactly what he saw when he fielded a grounder. I think he also got up to the plate one time and may have hit a double. I'm not really sure.
I can't remember that. I remember Evan Carter was in that game, and then there's some pitcher that they're like, he's having a great spring, and he didn't help.
He didn't make it.
But I will say tomorrow, big news for Mike Likes It.
All right. That's going
to
be
the tease in New Orleans to start off the Super Bowl. Big news.
In the Big Easy.
In the Big Easy.
Oh, that's
during Mike Likes It.
I
got to be listening.
I got... I'm going to go ahead and go with this. This question's kind of, I've heard the weekend show kind of talking about this, and they were saying callers were saying this. And I'm kind of curious how y'all felt. They said callers are saying they don't even care about future championships. They don't even care if the Mavericks win 10 championships in a row. They just wanted Luka. 877-881-1053. Where do you stand on that?
So I think I might actually be in the minority on this. I don't agree with that. Just because I've been a Mavericks fan long before Luka came here. I was a Mavericks fan probably before Luka was born. I'll be a Mavericks fan after Luka is no longer in the NBA, God willing. And so I cheer for the Mavericks because I was born here and I love the Mavericks. And it's the same reason I can't quit the Cowboys. If they were to win the championship somehow, Anthony Davis comes here, stays healthy, rock and roll, and you're like, holy crap, this defense is the answer. And you go back to the NBA Finals, I'm going to be going nuts. But I do kind of think I might be in the minority on that.
How many championships? One championship?
Yeah, never won a championship with Luka.
Oh, in your face, Luca.
You won. You already have one. You have one with Dirk, dude.
No, I'm. That's true. Jeez. If hold on, are you telling me? Are you telling me I get to do this for once? Mm-mm. Are you telling me if the Mavericks won this championship, you would be like, "Bleh."
I would.
I believe, and I do believe that.
I mean, if they
Corey,
win, great,
I don't think great. You would be disinterested.
This championship?
This championship.
This year?
This year.
I would be coming on radio every day talking about how excited I am that the Mavericks are in the championship.
Okay.
I would.
And I'm going to take it one step further. I think if the Mavericks were to win this championship this year, it validates everything that Nico did with this trade.
I agree. I mean, if they win the championship, this is...
This is
the greatest move that almost everybody would
forgive,
thought was like...
You would forgive yes, Nico completely.
Yes, yes. I would be like, he's a genius. He just got us... The Dallas Mavericks have been here for 45 years. And he just got us the second championship ever. Now...
And in his time, he got to the Western Conference Finals three times.
Yes. Okay. Now, the issue is, I don't believe that is right. about to happen.
But no, so I'm
it's,
with you.
So it's easy for me to say that on the other side. But yes, I will tell you, as frustrated as I am today, if the Mavericks win the championship, I will say you're good.
I just want to point out that is further proof that you root for laundry, not player. I just want, like, that's, I've been saying this for years, that we root for the laundry.
It's not the concept. It's your specific line and reading of it that I don't care
What
for.
If they change the sport? Because it is getting close to this. What if you didn't have to dribble in basketball anymore? What if you just watch guys run up and down the court like a running back?
This is ridiculous. What are you doing?
I've always was curious why slam ball didn't take off.
Well, we're getting close to that where dribbling is optional. You can take four steps. You can like hold the ball with your palm underneath it for four steps and then like I put it back on the ground. That still counts as I kept my dribble alive.
That's the biggest thing. I could live with the steps as long as we got rid of the carrying. The carrying drives me crazy.
I understand what you're like. In this moment right now, every fiber of my being is like, Luca. I would rather watch Luca. But I know that if we're in the playoffs and we're heading to round three, my heart is starting to go, hold on. Like, can you believe this happened? That's where I would be.
I'm with you on that, but I just look at it and I can't see this happening.
I think that
your guard defense still is not good. Kyrie is not a good defender. He tries hard. He is not a good defensive player because of his size. He lacks the ability to be a good defensive player. He is giving effort. Klay Thompson can't play defense anymore. He just can't. Spencer Dinwiddie is as bad as Luka
on defense.
This
is where they're going to... I'm not.
Jaden Hardy can't play. He's trying, I think, but he's just...
This is where they're going to point to Max Christie as being part of the... Just for whatever... It being part of that guard defense.
Yeah, and then here's the deal. If Kyrie is getting shut down a little bit, let's just say you make the real playoffs. I'm not even sure if they're going to do it, but let's just say they make the real playoffs. Kyrie's struggling offensively. Do you start posting up Anthony Davis? Maybe that's the answer. Like, you don't really have another offensive answer.
Yeah.
Gafford works off of Luka alley-oops. And other people too.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Lively's whole offense so far has been alley-oops. And I love Derek Lively's potential. PJ Washington he'll have a random game and I love him. But I mean, you can't count on him to score 20 points. Like, it's going to be weird. Defensively, for sure, they got better. Offensively, they got a lot worse.
Now, the other part of this, you make it to the Western Conference Finals.
I'm rooting for the Mavericks. If your question is, are they going to play if they play the Lakers?
Oh, I know who you're rooting for.
Okay.
But then Luka destroys the Mavericks on his way. Oh. Are you destroying Nico on the way out there?
Sure. Absolutely. And I'll be like, sure. And that's why this was a bad
trade. This was stupid. You traded a superstar, a dude who looks like can carry a team with a lot of issues, for two guys that have been the Robin to the one Batman, LeBron James.
And what would happen is Luka would be driving in the lane and Kyrie would be standing there and he would see that train coming, right?
Yeah.
But he's not getting out of the way. And Luka runs right over him and the ball rolls out of Kyrie's hands and the Peaches end up winning.
So
just like in a league of their own.
First of all, she dropped that ball on purpose to help her sister out.
So is Kyrie. Yes,
that's
what he's
going to
do.
That's a fact. All right. But also... The thing is, I feel like Nico set these expectations. Like, obviously he had to. Everyone knows these are expectations. But I appreciate Nico sitting down and going, the winning will help with all of that. It was essentially like, I know you're upset now, but when we win, it'll help with all of that. And like, this deal will take care of itself. Either the Mavs win or they don't, and there's a good chance while they're not winning, Luka's looking good and he'll lose his job.
I'm going to be honest. I'm sad we lost Luka. I will never root for him to win another game the rest of his life.
Oh, because he's a Laker.
Yeah.
I get it.
I am now a Luka hater. Not like Dwayne Wade. He didn't do anything to the Mavs, but I'm not rooting for Luka. I can't root for the Lakers. I will almost never root for the Lakers. I guess when they were playing Dwayne Wade, if I can't remember those matchups.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, screw it. I'll root for the Lakers because I hate Dwayne Wade that much.
I got this from our buddy Skip, Kevin. Dallas County Commissioners declared July 6th Luka Doncic Day. Do we still celebrate that?
Ooh.
Like, do you celebrate a day for a man that's no longer around? I guess, you know, wow, that's...
I feel like we have a lot of holidays.
Yeah, there's a lot of holidays are based on that, but like, he's no longer a Maverick. Do we just go, hey, let's just redact that one. Let's go ahead and redact that one, take it out of the lube. Alec, there's somebody...
Michael Vick coming to open up our city
again. He's got a key. He's got one of those keys.
Why did he get that key?
So that he could open every door.
The guy who gave it to him, I forget, was a big Michael Vick fan and wanted to meet him.
Oh, that's so weird.
Alec, I know you were very numb. You told me that the people at the gym could tell that you were wearing it all day. But somebody just texted in and said, tell them, Alec, Nico's not done yet. Is that where your heart is right now? Or
yeah. I don't know why I'm being dragged into this, but I seriously do. Like, I feel like this was just a precursor to something else.
Okay.
And I agree.
I don't know what scale that's on, though. Is it a Giannis? Is it a somebody that you haven't heard of like Max Christie? I don't know. Like, I have no clue. I feel like there's at least one more deal coming. I just have no idea what it is, because this, if you just stop here, that says you gave up on this year to me personally. It says this year you are done. You're not trying to be competitive.
Hold
next
on,
year or not.
Wait, What do you say then to, I'm just going to say Charles Barkley, because the other person who said that I think has preposterous basketball opinions. What would you say to the Charles Barkleys of the world who said the Mavericks are the second best team in the West because of this trade right now?
I'd say it's true because you have the OKC Thunder's number for some weird reason. That is the only way you can tongue in cheek say that. I don't understand it. I understand the idea that the West is so confusing and it's so inconsistent right now. And the fact that you are having such crazy movement across the league that happens to involve the Western Conference right now, that might not be done. Like Corey said earlier in the program, we got three more days for some wild stuff to happen in the NBA. So I understand saying, look, the West is weird. Don't count them out. Don't call them the second best team. There's no merit to that. There's no proof right now. And you just saw it yesterday. You were down by a billion points at halftime. You almost let up triple digits in one half. Like, I don't remember the last time I've laughed audibly watching the Dallas Mavericks play basketball.
You weren't alive in the 90s.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Exactly.
I'm going to be honest. That game last night, and I didn't watch any of it, was every game of my childhood.
Yeah, and I hated every second of it.
After the Roe Blackman, Derek Harper, it was just like this. That was every night as a Mavs fan.
I just laughed. That's all I could do.
And then, Kevin, I figured you might like this. I believe this was Friday night in Spain. There was a 10-man MMA Royal Rumble in Spain.
1,000,000%, Corey, I watched this.
With no weight classes.
1,000,000% I watched this. Not because I knew about it ahead of time, but because the second those key words came up on Twitter, I was like, we were watching a movie. I paused the movie because I was like, I got to watch it. Because it was like 2 minutes long. And if I saw an edited version, it feels like I saw the whole thing. That was crazy. Did you watch it?
No, I just know that it was.
Crazy.
And when it says no weight classes, that just makes me think Broadus, Lucius, Alec, and Carter Freeman all in the same ring at the same time.
Legit, they aren't kidding. Because it comes down to like three people. These two like normal sized fellas. And this one really big dude. And it's you should watch it. It's amazing.
There you go. And that's
no idea what else happened on that show, but it was amazing.
That is the C Block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, former Stars assistant GM and the Metroplexes general manager. Frank Provenzano returns because the news was just too big not to. Next on The Fan.
14 for Luka on the logo. What is going on here? He is on one tonight.
And now he's on his way to Los Angeles. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. Our final segment with you. Then we're going to go hop a plane to go to New Orleans for Super Bowl Radio Row. But the news was too big. Frank Provenzano demanded to jump back on with us. We haven't talked with him in several years.
We have to explain Frank and how this all
where
happened.
Where he's been.
Before we talk to him. Yeah, we have no clue what he's been doing. Frank Provenzano was with us nights. He would hop in with us and hang out. But he was the assistant GM for the Dallas Stars. And so we said, hey, man, you've made decisions. Let's make decisions like you're Jerry Jones. Let's make decisions. You're DFW's general manager. And it always turned out, man, he gave us some great advice, some great information. So whenever I heard from him this morning, I was like, I feel like we need to talk to DFW's GM. And right now, he joins us on the phone. Frank, how you doing today, man?
They got the band back together.
Yes, they
Hell
did.
Hell yeah.
Yes, they did.
It's if good the to... Stars are going to make an offensive trade and a questionable defensive player along the way, I am here to talk about it.
Do you want to ask?
Well, wow, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I since we're doing takes on where did you hear this, I'd watched the Lakers beat the Knicks on Saturday night because my son and I both had the flu. And then he fell asleep. I was literally watching a Davis Cup tennis match, Canada-Hungary, and the ticker scrolled across the bottom saying the Mavs have traded Luka Doncic to the Lakers. And the first thought in my head was somebody at the tennis channel is going to lose their job because they're playing a joke. And it actually got on the air.
Were you then also concerned that they were going to break in on the Davis Cup match? And they're like, hey, this story's too big. It's going to take over the tennis channel, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Frank, as a person who's been in these kinds of contract negotiations, discussions, front office discussions, can you try and help us make any sense of why would you move on from a generational player? Why would they make a move like this?
Yeah, you know, the fan part of me has had the same sort of visceral reaction that everyone across DFW has had. That was, you know, first disbelief, and then the front office side of my brain was fascinated at the theory of the case because the Mavs didn't wake up Saturday morning and decide to do this. So this has been some sort of ongoing discussion for some period of time. And I mean, typically on a decision of this magnitude and of this level of risk, you know, it's four reasons, right? It's team construction or team chemistry. It's just not working. Or there's some sort of contract situation, whether it's an impending UFA that you're looking at, or you don't like the size of the bet of the next contract you have to do to keep the player here.
And that seems to be the prevailing wisdom, Frank, is that part right there.
Right, but that's prevailing wisdom from the outside.
True.
Or it's an off-court issue, or I guess issue number four is some sort of ownership cash issue, which is not obviously a case here. So those are typically, you know, how you go down this path. And what will be fascinating and compelling is that, and sometimes when you're on this, you know, you've come to the conclusion for whatever reason that either you have to do something now to get out in front of either him leaving via free agency, if it is a contract situation, or you don't like the $345 million you're going to have to sink into the guy. The only thing I would say on that and or team construction is you're already in February. Why not wait 10 weeks and make this a full-blown auction when Luka's sitting back in Slovenia?
Yeah.
It reminds me to some degree of back, you know, way back in 2005 when I was working in Washington and the Boston Bruins traded Joe Thornton to the San Jose Sharks in November. And you know, if you look at that trade and then look at the outcome of it, maybe Mavs Nation should avoid doing that today because they won't like the outcome for Boston. But it was very similar. And I just remember, you know, Joe Thornton was picked first overall. He was the captain of Boston. He had just signed a new contract. And then in November, they traded him to San Jose for three players that were good players, but nothing great. Joe Thornton went on to play 15 years in San Jose. He won the scoring title that same year he was traded. I just remember being in our office in Washington thinking, man, if Joe Thornton was available, why didn't Boston reach out to us? And I guess for me, that's the part of this that if it is a contract situation or team construction situation, you're 4 months or 5 months removed from an NBA Finals appearance. So, and then all you got to do is get through 10 more weeks. You've got another year on his deal to dangle in front of someone. I would maximize the value of this.
Okay. Couple things. First of all, and I need you to be honest, did you stop short of saying the Art Ross trophy because A,
I did.
You didn't think we would know, or B, you didn't think people worldwide would know what the hell that is?
When you in an earlier segment tried to just get out the Florida Panthers game against Chicago and were roundly bullied off of that.
I know, right?
Art Ross has no chance.
Yeah.
I thought you would be like, he was traded for Art Ross?
Oh, that's because of the nacho thing.
Yes.
Okay, that's what he's talking about.
That's very fair. And then secondly, what I'm really curious about is obviously media people hear stuff, and you've talked about how there are media people as a front office person you can identify to get out the message that you want. If there's an issue with the player that is not on the ice, on the court, whatever the case is, how difficult is that to keep that a secret from other teams? If you're like, hey, this guy's a problem because of something not related directly to the sport, we need to move him. How difficult is it that to keep quiet with whoever you're trading with?
I mean, it's pretty difficult in the one hand, but on the other hand, it does get muffled by the stature and ability of a player like this, because there's an element on the other side to be like, do the deal before they change their mind. You know, I will say one thing, you know, when you talk about messaging, because it's that door to me that it's like, is there like nine massage therapists that are about to come out with, you know, allegations on this guy or something? Cause it does feel like more of a situation like that in terms of the secrecy around it and the suddenness of it. And I will say, if you're not going to go down the path where you're like, you know what, we're either going to lose him or we don't like the contract we're going to have to give him, let's get to the summer and then we'll just make it known that he's available and we'll move on and have more teams that are able to maneuver their cap situations or what have you. The one thing I will say, if you're not going to do that, you have to be prepared to control the narrative maybe a little better than seems to be the case around this move.
Frank, there's a theory floating around out in the world that because of new ownership, they didn't get the gambling that they wanted, that they're not going to get that resort, that casino, and they're going to force the fans to be apathetic about the team. And that'll be the perfect time to leverage that either against legislation or say, hey, we're out of here. How much like of that is a reality?
Well, I think it's zero. I think that's just people searching around for some sort of sense to this. And listen, it's not like they just gave him away.
Mm.
You know, they made a basketball trade, number one. Number two, there's a reason why they call these franchises. You can't just go and be hopping around. First of all, you don't want to abandon the fifth largest media market in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Point one. Point two, I'm pretty sure that the NBA, to the extent they're looking at Las Vegas as a, and the other NBA owners, that they're looking at Las Vegas as a NBA market, would rather not relocate there. They'd rather expand there because then the owners get 1/32nd or 1/31st of the expansion fees. And if the NHL's expansion fee is $1 billion, let's call the NBA's $2 to $3 billion.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's a pretty good cut for each team. So I don't buy that in a nutshell.
All right, there it is.
Wow, by the way, and just a few years ago, the NBA said they wanted $2.5 billion as their potential expansion fee.
Good job, Frank. Nice work there, man.
So, yeah, nice call on that.
What are you up to, Frank? What are you doing, man?
Like at this moment, yeah, or in
you
general?
You just chilling, you just hanging around,
he can answer the question on nacho cheese hits the ice. How hard does it get?
I love nacho cheese hitting the ice. I thought that was, first of all, if you're a goaltender, why are you focused on nacho cheese and not on the puck carrier on the
if
shot?
Something came flying out of the stands, you don't think an onto the ice that would catch your attention?
Not more than the guy with the puck, though. I'm sorry.
Okay.
How quick is the cheese freezing, though?
Well, is it cheese?
That's a good question.
It's an in-arena food and bev product. So is it really cheese, or is it... It may already have congealed and been partially frozen before it ever hit the ice.
See, Mike, this is what Frank always fit with us, because he's irritating the crap out of Kevin right now just
the
by
hell,
taking part
Frank?
In this conversation.
Don't you go back to your palace with your 8,000 washers and dryers and just leave us be.
Well, I can only say it was a great blast from the past to be back with you guys, and it's been fun. Fun listening to you guys. My kids love listening to the show, so that's why you hear from me from now and again.
I love it. I appreciate that.
Hold
Frank.
On. So it's not because you listen to the show. Because
kids love
it's
us.
Because your kids listen. You can't even give us that
Harmon
you still
and,
like the show?
Harmon and Killebrew.
I like listening to Mike. That's been a
thanks,
nice
Frank.
Addition.
All right.
But
you know
the
what?
Rest of you guys, I was done with you years ago.
God. All right, Frank, you know I was going to call you about stars next time, but
see
we got
you, buddy.
He likes my stars nickname.
Time has run out.
See you, Frank.
Talk to you later, man.
We go to New Orleans.
All right.
We do have watching to go. The doucher shoot one in.
We got to go.
There you go. Frank Provenzano coming up next. We hustle out to go catch our flight, yeah. And the G-Bag Nation takes over right here on 105.3 The Fan.